It's the Live 88.5 Startup, and that's Arcade Fire and the Suburbs, Ottawa's alternative rock, Live 88.5, and Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Jim Bray with some audio auto reviews, a couple of compact cars to talk about this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about this Civic Coupe.
Well, you know, I really like this Civic Coupe, and it really struck me. It's amazing the difference that a transmission can make, because, I mean, I drove the Civic Sedan a few weeks ago, and, I mean, I liked it. It's a terrific car, but I just kind of thought, I expected more from a brand new generation. Right. And then I got into this Civic Sedan, which had the 5-speed manual in it, and it just brought the car alive. I really enjoyed it. Now, the car itself is about 50 millimeters shorter than the sedan, so, you know, that might help a little bit too, but that's not very much.
Right.
For people who like two doors, it's cute as a bug's ear. Still has, you know, same 148 horsepower engine, so it's not going to set the world on fire.
Right.
But the transmission is just fabulous. It's a nice, nicely shifting, very light clutch operation. Just a beautiful car to drive. When we were talking before, I was saying basically I'd been underwhelmed about the new Civic, and I had expected, you know, something more radical for a model changeover.
Right.
But then I started thinking about it. You know, I mean, Porsche's been accused of having the laziest designers in the world because they just do these incremental changes. And, you know, basically the 911 today, it looks like it did 40 years ago.
Right.
Perhaps Honda is actually being wise here. I don't know. I guess time will tell.
Nothing wrong with it. Don't change. Exactly. Sticking to what you're good at and sticking to what people like.
Exactly. And it's a terrific car. I really enjoyed driving it.
And the price point on that, Jim, is what?
Well, the LX model, which is the base one, starts at $17,990. Mine was the EX, which added, it had little bigger wheels, power moonroof, disc brakes all around. That one was $19,990. So under $20,000, you're getting a very good car that's still a bit of fun to drive.
And does it win against the competitors in its class?
Well, you know, I haven't driven all the competitors in this class, so I really can't say yet. But I do know it is facing some excellent competition. We're going to be talking about some of that a little bit later. And in a couple of weeks, I'll be reviewing the Ford Focus as well, which is another one of its competitors. I'm dying to review that one because it has a complete redesign. And I don't know what it drives like, but it looks like $1 million.
All right. We'll get to the Hyundai Elantra Limited in just a bit. Hang in. It's Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. And everything that Jim talks about is at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Iggy Pop on Live 88.5. Some good driving music. Ottawa's alternative rock, Live 88.5. Foo Fighters there in a walk. And it's 8:41 at Live 88.5. There's an awful lot of blue sky, more than we had anticipated for this time of the day.
Yeah, a little bit of cloud around is what the forecast says this morning. Lots of sunshine for the afternoon, but hey, it's already here.
Said cloudy, Dave.
Cloudy.
Didn't say a little bit.
Well, said mainly cloudy. It's sort of a high wispy cloud.
Mostly sunny right now.
Well, but look, it's wispy.
The weather debate continues.
High of 24 today. No debate about tomorrow. Though lots of sunshine, a high of 27 through the weekend, and 19 on Saturday, 21 on Sunday. So normal temperatures for the weekend coming, lots of sunshine right through. Right now it is 16 degrees in Ottawa.
All right, Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, and his written reviews are at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Every couple of weeks we talk with Jim, get his audio auto reviews, and we've got him on the line this morning, Skyping in. What's next, Jim?
The Hyundai Elantra, brand new for 2012, as was the Honda Civic, but the Elantra, this is a much bigger change, where Honda decided to be incremental, you know, stay with their winning philosophy. Hyundai has basically thrown the old Elantra out and come in with a new one that looks kind of like a scaled-down version of that new Sonata with the kind of swoopy body styling.
Right, right.
Whatever their design philosophy is on this swoopy, you know, outer spacey type modern art thing, it works on the Elantra beautifully. They've knocked it out of the park with this. Not only that, but the car is a really nice vehicle to drive. I enjoyed it a lot. It has a good suspension. It steers nicely. Now, the engine has a little more horsepower than its competition. Well, in the way of the Civic, anyway, it's 148 horsepower to 140. So, you know, it'll be a little faster, but neither one of them is going to set the world on fire. But amazingly enough, now, The one I had was the Limited, which is the top of the line model. The only thing you can add to it are things like a navigation system and something called solar control glass. So, you know, the windows actually will turn the sun on and off.
That's what it sounds like.
But I mean, it was fully loaded. And the price for this thing was about $22,500. And it had everything. And it has an inside that looks like something taken out of a much more luxurious car.
Right.
I've been familiar with the Elantra for a while. My dad has an Elantra, and it's, I think it's about an 04 or an 05. So it's two generations ago now.
Right.
And he's been driving that thing since new, and it's never given him a lick of trouble. You know, I think the owner's going to expect a good vehicle out of this. My only real complaint was that I found that the engine and drivetrain is a little noisy, a little buzzy. But other than that, you know, you just crank up the stereo.
Yeah, and the sound system is pretty good in this?
Decent sound system. It does Bluetooth audio streaming. It has the USB auxiliary input jacks.
Right.
Just about everything you could possibly think of. Mine didn't have, you know, power seats, but yeah, a little car like that, you don't really need power seats. And much as I love the hedonistic aspects of it, I mean, in most cases you adjust the seat once and leave it, so it's not that big a deal.
So how will this stand up to the competition then?
Well, it has some heavy competition. Again, we've got the, you know, the Toyota Corolla, you've got the Honda Civic, which I have driven and like a lot, the Ford Focus, which I'll be driving in a couple of weeks, also the Mazda 3. Now, the Mazda 3 is probably the most fun to drive in this segment, definitely of all the ones that I've driven so far. But I think so far, considering the Corolla and the Civic and the Elantra and the Mazda 3, boy, the one that I would buy right now if it were my money, I think I'd get the Elantra.
Ooh, no kidding. Good stuff. Good to talk to you about this, Jim. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and his reviews are at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. It's 8:45, Live 88.5.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for Pod.